Okay, we are on Teslav and Mabez by the two dots. The Mishnah said that if somebody makes their sukkah with shputin, with metal rods, or baruchas hamita, you put them on top of the bet, on top of the sukkah, either the rods we spoke about yesterday, baruchas hamita are the sides of the bed. Let's say either the length sides of the bed or the width, one of those wooden planks. So that is kashera if there's enough rebak between them to put kosher schach. That's what the Mishnah had said. So now the Mishnah Gemara says, let's say that our Mishnah is a support to Rabbi Ami Bar Tevyomi. Damar Rabbi Ami Bar Tevyomi, sichcha bibloi kalim pisula. Rabbi Bar Tevyomi has the halacha that let's say you use a worn out begadim, worn out clothing for your schach, puzzle. Worn out clothing from schach, let's say the clothing from material that grew from the ground, and now it's worn out, and it's ripped, and it's not roi to be worn anymore. So really, these begadim are no longer considered kalim. They're no longer considered objects in terms of Kabbalah's Tumah. So me'ikar hadin mita oraisa, we should say that you can use belai kalim, but Rav Ami Bar Tevyomi has a din d'rabbanan that if something used to be a kli, that even though it's not a kli anymore, you cannot use it for a schach. That's the din of Rav Ami Bar Tevyomi. So ask the Gemara, so is that the basis of our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah is talking about broken parts of the beds that could be on top. So maybe are you using those as schach, and therefore this is a support to Rav Ami Bar Tevyomi, that just like he says, when you have worn out kalim, worn out clothing, you're not allowed to use them. And we'll see that means you only have tiny pieces left, and therefore it's not roi for anything. So to hear, is that how we're supposed to understand the Mishnah? And the Mishnah is a support? Says the Gemara, no. Get to Amar, Rav Chanan, Amar, a Rebbe, maybe our Mishnah is a case where it still is a shame kli. So it's not parallel to the case of Rav Ami Bar Tevyomi. Baruchu shtei kerayim, b'ksaru shtei kerayim. It's talking about, just like he says in a different case, which we'll get to Be'ez Hashem later on, just like he says it's a case where you have the length part of the bed, one plank with the other two sides sticking out, the two shorter boards sticking out, or the other way, you have the ksar, you have one short part, shtei kerayim, and the two parts sticking out as well. So therefore, again, it's not parallel to that case of Abba Bar Tevyomi, because it is a case where you still have a shame kli. What is the reason for this gzera? What's the reason for this din d'rabbanan that he says? Which is quoted, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Tav Reish Chaf Tes Beis. Davar hamakabel tuma kigod shpudin varuchas amita v'kol hakelim ein mesachin bahen. You're not allowed to use the davar hamakabel tuma va'afilu im nishvaru shlo nishar bahem shir kabbalas tuma. Even after they're broken and they don't have the shir of kabbalas tuma left on them, you're still not allowed to use them. What is the reason for this? So look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, gzera. The Rambam says, Zegzera, you might come to use kalim that are not broken. If you're allowed to use kalim that are broken, you might come to use kalim even that are not broken. You won't realize. That's the shita of Rambam. Rashi doesn't seem to say Zegzera. Rashi, if you look in the Rashi, in the second, third to last Rashi on the Amud, Rashi, the first wide line, Diafal gab da hashtel o makabli tuma, kivan de mikli asu, gazer barabanan. Sounds like something more fundamental. Because it used to have it came from a kli, where gozer on it. And therefore what? Not Xavier you might come to use, but it sounds like, no, it still has somewhat midrabanan, still has a shame kli. And that's what the language of the Ritva is. The language of the Ritva is, it still has delomakabli tuma, asa mishiyare tuma. It comes, it's like the remainders, like the leftovers of a kli, and therefore one wouldn't be able to use it. That is a second idea behind this Xavier. Either it's Xavier, or it is just a... It still has the status, somewhat, of a shame kli midrabanan. A third idea, Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes the Lavush. The Lavush quotes the Lashonos that whole v'idchu idchu. We have a concept we're going to have later on in Maseches Sukkah about nidche, eitzal mitzvahs. Once a mitzvah is pushed aside, once it's labeled as nidche, dichui, so that it's always labeled as nidche. And Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, you usually only find nidche by karbanis. That's where the Gemara brings it up. Or maybe by chefse shel mitzvos. The chiddush of mitzvah is not objects that you're going to use for a mitzvah. He says this is the chiddush of the labush, that to extend that this idea to this context. But then he continues something important for us. V'ulam, he says, the concept of nira v'nitcha hari misafka yemri neitzal mitzvahs. If you look in the sugya later on, this concept of nira v'nitcha, something is good and then it gets pushed aside. Like in this case, it was Dover HaMakabal Toma, and then it was originally grew from the ground, then you made it into a kli, and now it's not roy anymore. So that's called nira benitcha. So the Gemara is not clear that that's a problem, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. It's only clear that it's a problem by karbanos. So why should it be a problem here? So you know what he says? He says, this is another, put it on the list of the parallel between sukkah and karbanos. V'ulai sukkah chashuva kekadshim hol v'iskish l'chagiga v'chal shev shamayim ala chagiga ayin gemar la'el. He even quotes another marker that we never mentioned before. He quotes the Sifra in Emor, which requires a special pasuk to say that there's no me'ilah by a sukkah. Amazing. Like, well, why do you need the pasuk? There's no me'ilah by a sukkah. There's no pasuk to tell you there's no me'ilah by a lulav. There's no special pasuk to tell you there's no me'ilah by a shofar. But by a sukkah, you need a special pasuk in the sifra. Why? Because of all these connections to kachim. Chal shib shemayim, the makar is the aron, etc. So that is Rabbi Yosef Engel, a third idea behind this gzera. So what do we have? What's the reason? So we have gzera, the Rambam. We have Rashi, that it still has a shame kli, midir abanan somehow. It's asa mishiyari kli. We have the lavush, explained by Rabbi Yosef Engel, that hol v'nitcha nitcha, right, since it was nitcha one time. And then the Rabbi Yosef Engel himself quotes one other idea. He says, "Anias daiti." I have another reason why maybe even a broken kli that's not roy anymore still shouldn't be used for schach. Because what's one of the requirements for schach? And this he says on his own. He says it's davar haba gidulei karka. So gidulei karka usually we would say is something that grows from the grounds. But he says a little deeper. Tsarech hisyachasus legidule min hakarka. It needs that natural relationship to the karka to be psolas goren v'yekev. It needs that relationship without any break to the karka. The alkain kiva de meikar haypsulun l'schach avda atosh and ishbru reuyin mikol makom ata kvar pasak hisyach yuchsam l'karka. You have broken its connection to the ground. It didn't come naturally from the ground. There was a stage in between. It was not roy, and now it's roy again. So because of that, he says maybe it's mifsal mishum de'elam chashivus gidulei karka od. Gidulei karka doesn't mean it once grew from the ground. It means it came from the ground, it grew from the ground, and it's always been considered something that grows from the ground. And here, if it became a kli in the middle, so then that would be too much of a hefsik, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use it. Four ideas behind this did of Abba Bar Tav Yomi. Yeah. Obviously, then the Rabbanan, yeah. The Gemara used the lashon of psula in the Mishnah. Psula in the Mishnah, even though it's a dindra. Well, the Havamina was that it was a dindra Rabbanan. The Havamina was like Rav Abba Bar Tav Yomi, but then we end up saying that it's a real kli still. Maybe that's why the Mishnah uses psula. We said psula, right, the chepsa. Right, I'm saying the Havamina is that it's a psula Rabbanan, because we wanted to compare it to Rav Abba Bar Tav Yomi. But Lamaskana, we say no, it's no right to Rav Abba Bar Tav Yomi, because we're talking about a case that still has the points on it, so maybe it's going Lamaskana. Lamaskana is a din d'oraisa because it still has a shame kli. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Hecha de'itvar de Rav Chanan Amar Rabbi, where did he say? Right, we said no, he would say the Mishnah is talking about a case that still has parts of the bed attached to it. So where did he say that in the first place? Ahadatzan, he said it about the following Mishnah. Mita, mita, mischavilo, mita, reschavilo, de Rabbi Eliezer, a Mishnah in Kalim. A bed. A bed can become tamei, says Rabbi Eliezer, chavila, when it's together, when it's a unit. It can become tamei when it's a unit, umita, reschavilo. And then when you make it tahar, when you're tovel, you have to tovel it in the mikvah as a unit. That's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. It has to be totally whole. No, it become tamei and tahar in parts, even when it's broken. Mind you, so what kind of parts are we talking about? We're talking about tiny little parts that have no usage. What kind of parts are we talking about? So that's where Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rabbi Aruchos Dekraayim Katzarosh Dekraayim. That's where he says that it could become tamei and you could tovel it and you could be matvil it in the mikvah as long as it has the short or the long side of the bed on it with two sides, two wooden other planks sticking out. And what would this be good for? Why does it still have a shame kli? Limis Bechinu Aguda, to bring it close to a wall. Ulumesa Valayu, and to sit on it, Umishta Ashli, and to weave some ropes on it. And then it's still usable, even though it's missing one of the sides of the bed. You can lean it up against the wall and use it. So that is why the Chachamim say it's still called a shame kli in that case. Yeah?
What is the sign? The chisaron of tabling after what? According to Rabbi Eliezer? So according to the Chachamim, it could only become tamei. It could become tamei even be'evarim because it's still usable now. According to the Chachamim, if it's less than that, so that it's not a shame, it's not a kabbal tum anymore. So Tara, even though it says mitaharis evarim, the Tiferes Yisrael there in Kalim say that that's lav dafka. That according to the Chachamim, yes, it's only mitame be'evarim, but it could be mitaher. Here he says the time of the bills the mishlo betuma sorach sheyehelo shum sorach bedavar hanitma b'shar shenitma. When it becomes tame, it has its be'evarim, and or it could be whole. Because by Kabbalah's Tumah, you go by what it's roi for right now. And as long as it's usable right now, then it's okay. Avo tfila, how recall ikar tfila, rakashi ishtamish babatara, bachakaki ishtabru. Lari ozi, you call it evarim tvulim. So that's why the Chachamim say mitamez evarim, umiteres evarim, but according to your question, I think it will be lav dafka in terms of the Tara line. Only the Tumah line is dafka. Okay. Continues the Gemara, Gufa, Amar Vali Baita Vyomi, Schacha bivloi kischelim psula. So that din that we tried to compare the Mishnah to, and now we rejected it. So if you're Mesachech with these worn out begadim, it's possible. My beloy Kalim, what does that mean? Amar Abaye Matlon Yeshiv Mem Shalosh Shalos, to the Chazin, Lolaniyim, Lolashirim. Talking about begadim that are less than 3x3 at Zvaos wide, and though that tiny little beged is not roi for poor people or rich people. The cord is not roi for anybody, so that is why it is called Bavoy Kalim, and Midaraisa, it should be okay to use for Schach. Midrabanan says, Rav Ami, it is not allowed for Schach. Tosfos on the bottom, Dir Maskel Delo, Vafiluchisha Valayan, Batla Daito. Right? Even if you all of a sudden decide that you are going to use this tiny little garment for the cover of a flask, for some other type of usage, thinking about a machshava wouldn't work. You'd have to do, as the Maharam here in the back explains Tosfos, you have to do a Maisa Gemura, you have to do a more of a Maisa in order to make Maisa Shenikar Mitocho Shemiyachid Oso Le'eza Dover. You have to do of a Maisa, you can't just think about it, that wouldn't be good enough. So it has to be Roy, Eno Roy, Lola Aniyim, Velola Ashir. Tanya Kavase, the Rav Ami Bar Tavyomi, let's just learn a brisa that supports him. Machzela shel shifa v'shel gemi shel gemi. If you have these mats of reeds, so then shiareha, it's leftovers, meaning if it gets very, very small and it gets worn out, even though it's smaller than the shear of Kabbalah's Tumah, you wouldn't be able to use them for stock, because again, it's not roi anymore. Lo la'aniyim v'lo la'ashir. So in the Biurei Hadaf here, he quotes that Yeshla ha'ir al zeh, mizeh al chidas ha'grach ha'yedua. Wants to make a ha'ara about the famous riddle of the grach. And I don't know, I guess we're going to make it, they'll talk about it now, the chidas ha'grach ha'yedua. What's the riddle? Ketzad yitach in sukkah ksheira. How is it possible to have a kosher sukkah before sukkahs, and then on sukkahs, nothing changes, but it becomes pasul? How is it possible? Nothing changed on sukkahs. Your sukkah is exactly the way it was before sukkahs. So before sukkahs, it was kosher, and now it's pasul. How is it possible? Oh, says Reb Chaim, Sheshayach, how is it Shayach if a person becomes an Ani in the middle of Sukkot? Because Ani in the middle of Sukkot, so when Sukkot starts, then he has these begadim. If let's say he has begadim that are a little bit bigger than Roy Lani and Balashirim. So they're a little bit bigger, so they're Roy for an Ani, not for an Ashir. So when Sukkot started, it wasn't Roy for an Ashir, so he used it, so it's not Makabal Tumah, and therefore he could use it. In the middle of the Sukkot, he becomes poor, so therefore now it's Dover HaRoy Lo, and it becomes Dover HaRoy Lo, so then now the Sukkot becomes possible. So according to that answer, though, of this question, so that the assumption is that you go by each person determining whether something is Makabal Tumah for that person or not, which is a chiddush, but if you want to say that it answers the chida, so then you have to assume that. Mavur, the din beg alasir atolui b'chol dava basharhu. That's what he talks about, la'aniyim and la'ashirim. Okay, continuing. Machzel sakanim gedola. This is a continuation of that brisa that we brought to support Rav Ami. If you have a reed mat, gedola, we're going to talk more about this later on, as it says in Daf Chaf. We're going to talk about reed mats. So mechzelz l'kanim gedol, if you have a big, huge reed mat, nesach ginba, you're allowed to use it for schach, Rashi explains, because it's made so big, it's obviously made not to sit down, not to lie down on, which would give it a shame kli, and therefore it would be possible to use for schach, but it was obviously made to be used for schach, and therefore it's not a problem. Kitana, but if it's a smaller one, a mesachin ba, but if it's a smaller one, then you can't be mesachin with it, because it has a shame kli.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, afi megabelos tuma veinu zaknin ba. The way Rashi explains it, no, Rabbi Eliezer says, even the big ones might have been made to be used for sitting on, lying down on, and therefore it's mekabel tuma, and you can't be mesachech with it. Period. Getting back to the second half of the Mishnah, pachoti begadish. So we spoke about if you have a big haystack and you carve out inside the haystack a place to sit for sukkahs, to make in your sukkahs, that's pasul. That's the psul of tasev lo min ha'asui, because the stock was there when it was totally pasul, and now you've created your sukkahs. So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna has a limit on this. Lo shanu, when do you say that carving out in a haystack is a problem? Lo shanu ela she'ein sham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. That's only, let's say you had a very thin layer, you had a hole in the bottom of your haystack anyway to start with, and you have a very thin layer of stock on top of it, and now you're piling on a lot more hay. But you had a little hole in the bottom of your haystack to start. So when is it a problem to make it even bigger in order to create your sukkah under there? That's only if the hole to start was not a tefach high and seven tefachim wide. So then you have nothing there. You have a little airspace, but there's no ohel there, there's no sukkah there. So then if you chisel out more, that's a problem of tasev lo min ha'asui. Aval, yeshem chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. Let's say you now originally, you may have a little haystack and you put the hay on this haystack originally, putting it there l'shem to be shade for the space under it. And you have a space under it that is a tefach high and seven tefachim wide. So that is what we call an ohel. It's not a sukkah yet, but it's already an ohel. It's an ohel. Sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high. But it's an ohel because it's shema, therefore it's in terms of ohel hames. So therefore you have this little ohel under there. And you made that ohel l'shem and you put the hay on there l'shem schach, l'shem tzel. So now you want to chisel it higher to make a sukkah? That's not a problem. That's not tazel l'manasui because it already has a shem ohel. So then, harei zeh sukkah, that is not a problem. So what are you doing now? What are you doing now making it higher? Now you're just making the walls. You're not making the sukkah. Says Rashi, look at Rashi in the Rashi Avol. Al kein zu asiyasu. You're not making the schach. Shari inu masakin ala hatfanos. You're just making the walls now. You already have an ohel. You're making the walls. Ubat tfanos lo amrina tazavala mina asui. There's no problem with tazavala asui by the walls. You know what this is like, says Rashi? It's just like you have too short of a sukkah, so you dig down. You dig down, and now you make it 10 tfakin. So we never said there you have to do anything with the schach. The schach are fine. So here too, you already have something that's too short, so you're going to make it taller. But as long as it has the shame ohel to start, it's not a problem. Tanya nami hachi, also the Brisa says, is achodi b'kadosh azot sukkah. Harezu sukkah. The Brisa says that achodi b'kadosh is a sukkah, but not tanya in a sukkah. We know that Ramisha it's not. El av shvamina, kid Rav Huna shvamina. It must be like Rav Huna says. The difference is whether it has a shame chalal tefach, sham, it has a space of one tefach high and seven tefachim wide, or not. So I'm asking as a question, the same exact thing that we just said. Tznan, our Mishnah says, it's not a sukkah. Tanya, the Brisa, there is a sukkah. Some say it is a sukkah, the Brisa. Rav Huna, lo kasha, he says his thing, his she doesn't answer. Okay, so it's the same thing three times in a row, just the question is how you formulate it. Okay, so that is the case of Chadi B'Kaddish. Interesting Taz. The Taz quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that if this Rabbeinu Tam Shita, if your sukkah schach are too thick and rain cannot fall through, that's a psul midrabanan. You have to have the ability of rain falling through your sukkah. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So asks the Taz, there's no rain coming through in your haystack. So what did we just say? If the haystack starts off with an airspace of 1x7, then it's okay. Is rain going to get into there? You have to say rain has to get into there, so it's a psul d'rabanan, asks the Taz. What would Rabbeinu Tam say about this? Says the Taz, it must be Rabbeinu Tam would agree here. Why? Because what's Rabbeinu Tam's problem of if you don't let rain in, then it's a problem? Because it looks like a house. You're going to feel it's like Zera Mishum Bayis. It looks like a house if rain's not going to get through. You're sitting in a haystack. That doesn't look like a house. It's already nikar that it's not a house, and therefore even Rabbeinu Tam would agree here that even though rain, geshem, cannot go in, it is still not a problem. Look at Chila, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Taf Reish Lamed Aleph, Sif Katan Vav, says the Mishnah Berurah, going on the Shulchan Aruch, which says, Derech Hasikoch Lios Kal, Kadei Sheireu Mimeno Kochalim Gedolim. Our schach has to leave enough space for us to see the big stars. Haisamu Ubek Min Bayis. If our schach is so thick, it's like a house, a roof of a house, therefore you cannot see the schach. Aval bish ina kochavim near mitocha kasher, but the evidence we say it's kosher. Even though you can't see some of these schachmans. You can't see the stars through that, they're very thick. So but the evidence, the look at Thila just pokes some holes in it. Stretch out some of the things in between to be able to see some of the stars. But the Yevet says the Shulchan Aruch, it is okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'kasu ha'achronim, mikal makam, mihim uvek al kach, that rain can't get through. It's not just so thick that you can't see the stars, even thicker, that rain won't get through. V'mkeinav v'kein bayis, yishlahach mir v'lifsol, v'shub gzeres bayis. Mikal makam, if you can't move it, if this is your sukkah, and it's so thick, but it's kosher schach, so then, yish lismoch al ha'machshirim. But that's this Rabbeinu Tam, and related to this case. But again, the Taz says, by a haystack, even Rabbeinu Tam would say it's okay.
So what's the
halacha
then? It's okay.
The halacha b'di'evet, it's okay. L'chadchila, our sukkah is supposed to let in stars and supposed to let in a little rain. It doesn't have to be totally soaked. But that's the end of most even these schach mats, rain's going to get through. It's going to drip. Rain's going to get through.
Our sukkahs nowadays, it's clear that it's not a house.
Our sukkahs nowadays are clear that it's not a house because nowadays we build our houses differently.
That means the obvious that it's a sukkah.
In those days, they might have had similar sukkahs, but the houses might have been more similar. So the question is, if our houses are similar, do you say the gzeira is different now? Maybe. Then you might say the whole gzeira is different. Okay, next Mishnah. Let's say you're making your walls. You have your schach, and now you're making your walls, but you're not going to have the whole length walls. So there are two ways to make your walls, either from the schach down or from the floor up. And there's going to be airspace in between the ends of where you left off. So Mishal Shabbat Funus, let's say you're going up to down, meaning you're starting your wall at the sukkah, at the schach, and you're going down. How much space are you allowed to have from the bottom of your schach until the floor? So im gavo min ha'aretz shlosha tvachim sula, if it's three tvachim or more, right, from the ground it's possible, because then that's in space from the ground, love it does not work, and therefore your walls are not called walls. Milamata milamala, but if you're going from down to up, you're starting from the floor, and you're going up, im gavo asara tvachim kshera. As long as it's 10 tefachim high, it's kosher, and you could have a lot of space. You could have a lot of space from the top of your schach to your wall, right? So that is why this is based on the principle of three shittas in the mefarshim. The Rashi here does not quote it. The Ritva here quotes. It's based on the principle of good asik mechitzta, right? Good asik and good aches. As we mentioned before, you're allowed to shoot the walls up or shoot the walls down. So 10 tefachim high, it's a wall. The wall, so shoot it up as if it's touching the schach, and therefore it's not a problem. The Ran earlier in the Masechta quotes that good asik is only in Hilchos Shabbos. You can't use good asik in sukkah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, according to him, you have to use a different principle that we had in the Erevin, that's called chavot. It's not like the wall's higher; it's like the schach is lower. Chavot is like you bring the schach lower, and in that way, it's touching. You have to use depends which halacha l'moshe b'sina you're going to use in this case. So that is the discussion in the Ritva here, and the Pnei Yeshua says for the Ran, use the principle of Chavot. Okay, so that is regarding why you're allowed to have the airspace. Reb Yossi Omer, no, even more Mako. K'shem shim l'mata l'mala asara tvachim, kach l'mala mata asara tvachim. Just like going up, you just need 10 tvachim high wall, so to going down, 10 tvachim high wall. Why? As we'll see in the Gemara, Reb Yossi allows a mechitza teluya, a hanging mechitza, and therefore even though you have a lot of space, enough for a goat to walk through underneath your walls, it is not a problem, and it is kosher according to Rabbi Yossi. But my kamifli, says the Gemara, so what's the machlokas about? Marasavar mechitza tuliyah materas, marasavar mechitza tuliyah materas. So we assume that the machlokas is about a hanging mechitza, a hanging wall, whether it's mater or not. Tanan hasam, so let's say that it's a parallel machlokas to the Mishnah that we had in Mesechas Erevin. Bor shebein shechaseros, bring it out, whip out those Erevin picture books. Let's say you have a bor, you have a big pit, a well, in between two chatzeros. And the well is half in one and half in the other. So mita araisa, you can take water from that well. It's between 2 yards, between two chatzeros, no problem. Mita rabbanan though, as we've said, whenever you have going from one reshus that is private to one reshus that is jointly owned, there's a iser drabbanan to go from one to the other, unless you make an Erev chatzeros. Unless you combine the two reshuyos. Rashi says here we're talking about a case where you cannot combine the two chaseros, because there's no doorway going from one chaser to the other chaser. Two private chaseros, you have this well in between, so you can't take water from the well, because this water came from the other side. So what are you supposed to do? So ein memala mena b'Shabbos, says the Tanakhama, you cannot take water from there on Shabbos. Ela imkein asal ha-mechitza asar ha-tvachim. Unless you make a extra wall. In other words, there's already a wall going over straight, going over from wall to wall over the middle of the well, middle of this big bore inside. But it's the regular height of the regular walls, like the other walls in the chatzer. So you have to do something more according to the Tanakhama. You either have to make a mechitza asar tvachim. The next two words, bein milamala, are not in the Gersa of Rashi and Tosus, so we'll take it out. Bein milamata, bein mitoch ogno. You have two choices, says the Tanakhama. Either milamata, which means you have to build a wall all the way down in the pit that goes to and touches the water, or bein mitoch ogno, at least inside the pit, but within the under the rim of the pit. Mitoch ogno. But either way, it has to be all the way down in there, so it's totally nikar that it is a wall. And in other words, according to that shita, you're not allowed to have a mechitza tluya, right? Because it can't be hanging. Well, both shitas we're going to see. We're going to see the last sheet in a minute. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's really a machlokes, which is better. Beishami omri milamala, which means what we just said, mitoch ogno means, Rashi explains, milamala means right under the rim of the pit is okay, it doesn't have to touch the water. Or beisal omri milamata, beisal says, no, it has to be all the way down and touching the water. But either way, according to either of the first two opinions, in this Mishnah, you have to do something underneath the rim of the pit. Rabbi Yehuda argues, no, lo tei mechitza gedolah min hakol shebeinehem. No, building a lower wall is no greater power than the wall above them in the first place. In other words, the wall above them is just as good. In other words, mechitza tluya. Amar Rabbi Arachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, b'shitas Rabbi Yosi Amra. Rabbi Yehuda is going like Rabbi Yosi. Amar mechitza tluya materes. Just like Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah says, your walls of your sukkah can be all the way up in the air, as long as they're 10 tefachim high, because mechitza tluya is good. So too over there, Rabbi Yosi would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and Yehuda would hold like Rabbi Yosi. Over there, they would agree that just the wall shooting up above the pit, it is okay. Says the Gemara Velohi, but really, it's not true. Lower Yehuda sell a Kerv Yosi, Lower Yosi sell a Kerv Yehuda. They could be mutually exclusive opinions. You do not have to say that Rabbi Yosi in Sukkah and Rabbi Yehuda in Mesechas Erevin agree with each other. Why? Lower Rabbi Yehuda sell a Kerv Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda does not have to agree with Rabbi Yosi. Ad Kalakam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam. When does Rabbi Yehuda say over there that he allows a Mechitza Tzluya Ela Be'eru Bechatzeros Drabanan? Only by Erev Chatzeros, which is a Din Drabanan, right? The whole thing is Drabanan there. Means Daraisa, you're allowed to take the water. So by a Drabanan, okay, we'll allow you. Mechitza Tzluya. Avalhaka Sukkah Daraisa Lo. But here we're talking about creating a Chefza Shal Sukkah Midaraisa. If it's not a wall, then you're not going to sit in the Sukkah Daraisa. This is serious. This is Daraisa. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda would not allow a Mechitza Tzluya in our case, and he would agree with the Tanakama. So there's no right to bring Rabbi Yehuda here. Velo Rabbi Yosi Zavala Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi does not have to agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lekam Rabbi Yosi hacha. When did Rabbi Yosi here allow the hanging walls? Ela b'sukkah, the mitzvah asay. Sukkah is the mitzvah asay. So therefore, okay, there's an isser asay of eating outside the sukkah, but that's called an isser asay. It's not an isser lav. There's no onesh. But by sukkah, it's really a mitzvah asay. So by mitzvah asay, he has lower standards. Aval Shabbos to isser skila low. But Shabbos was an isser skila, so then he won't fool around. And he would say that you're not allowed to have a mechitza tluya. So the obvious question is, what do you mean? We're talking about Nisra Drabanan here. We just said, what do you mean in Nisra Skila? So Rashi explains. Rashi says, Abba Shabbos is a skila hu. Bimalachos de oraisa machmirin afilu b'miti Drabanan ispe. There are a number of sources that say this, that the Isurei Drabanan of Shabbos are special and unique, different than other Isurim, Isurei Drabanan of Kol HaTorah Kula. I'll just read you one makar. That is quoted the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Mem Gimel, beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. He quotes V'kachazav HaRitva B'shem HaRamban. I'm not sure where this is. D'kabala B'yadenu Sheshvusei Shabbos Einam Kishar Isurei Drabanan. Regular Shvusei Shabbos are not like Isurei Drabanan. Elahem Ki Isurei Torah V'rayel Azeh D'imlo Kein Elanomer D'vinat Torah Einu Asa El Malacha Mamish Aval Basu Matan Mutter. Said the Aruch HaShulchan, quoting the Ritva B'shem the Ramban. What, you're going to tell me that Isurei, Midoraisa, you can do whatever, Midoraisa, you can do business on Shabbos, Midoraisa, you know, all the Drabanans are okay. V'chilazei yikra yom minucha u'shvisa, shekol echa yasuk v'mischaro v'yeshiv v'chanus, v'yikne v'yimkar, v'ein ze elemen ha-matviyim. You can't say that the Torah says you have to have a day of minucha, and the Torah allows you to do business without writing. That can't be the Kavanas HaTorah. It must be that there's a kiyum d'oraisa for all of these isurim. Ela ikar ha'inyan da'ala malacha mamish chiva ha'torah skila v'ala shvusim lo chiva skila aval isurin isur gomer ki isur Torah. Unbelievable. Reish mem gimel sifkat and gimel in the Aruch HaShulchan. But that's it could be based on this Gemara, because the isurei d'rabbanan of Shabbos are unique, and you have to say that the Torah also had that kavana ultimately in the back of kavayachal its mind. Right, to have these Isurim involved. Right, again, that relates to Chiyuvei Drabanan, but a Kiyum Da'araisa. Sometimes you find something that's a Chiyuv Drabanan, but it turns into, once you do it, it's you have a Kiyum Da'araisa. Like we mentioned a couple days ago, we mentioned from the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha discussed the Mitzvah Eisan. The Mitzvah Eisan had said that going to visit your Rebbe on Yantiv, isn't that a Mitzvah Drabanan? How could that be Doche, the Mitzvah Daraisa of Sukkah? The Gemara said, Osik B'Mitzvah Patam in a Mitzvah. Second, a Mitzvah Drabanan be Doche, Mitzvah Daraisa. Says the Emek Bracha, no, going there in the first place is a Chiyuv Drabanan. But once you're there and you're learning with your Rebbe, that's a Kiyum Daraisa. Okay, so it's the Daraisa being Doche Daraisa. So you don't have to say it's a Drabanan be Doche Daraisa. Okay, says the Gemara. So now we just explained how each of the opinions do not have to hold like each other. There was a story in Sipori where they allowed a hanging mechitza on Shabbos. So you're going to tell me that wasn't Rav Yossi? Because we just said Rav Yossi only said it by Sukkah and not by Shabbos. You're going to tell me that wasn't Rav Yossi? So the Gemara says, yeah, it wasn't Rav Yossi. Lo api Rav Yossi, el api Rav Yishmael Rav Yossi. It was Rav Yishmael Rav Yossi. It was Rav Yossi's son who allowed it. And that was the posek. Umayma, so what actually happened? Once they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to shul. Rashi said they were worried amongst the Nachrim, and therefore they had to hide the Sefer Torah in somebody's house. So it was in somebody's house, and they had to go from the house to the shul. And it was through a chatzer. There was an Issur Rabbanan to get there. So what do you do? So Lamachar, Pirsu Sadidin al Gabi Hamutim. So they had to put up some type of curtains in order to create a private path going from the chatzer where the Sefer Torah was to the shul. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out on this Gemara, Mashva, this Gemara is one of the Makoros that you need a shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah. One shvus is not enough b'makam mitzvah. It's already in a chatzer. So it's a shvus. So this is Rabbanan b'makam mitzvah. So what's the problem? Just carry the Sefer Torah. The answer is no. Only a double shvus. Shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah. You create, if you're ready, the Rabbanan, but now you're going to create, this private way to walk. So that's how you see from this Gemara, one shvus is not good enough. So you create this little pathway to bring the Torah. The Hiviyu Sefer Torah v'Karabo. And these curtains that didn't go all the way to the grounds. They were mechitzas tluyos. So who allowed this? So it was the town of Rav Yossi, it was Tzipori, where Rav Yossi was the Mar D'Asra. So we say it wasn't Rav Yossi, it was his son. He wouldn't have allowed it, but his son did allow it, which we'll talk about in a second. Pirus Usaka Daitzach, Mehechan Evi and B'Shabbos. What do you mean they set this up? If they couldn't carry the Sefer Torah, where'd they get the curtains from? They had to carry the curtains too. So Elama Mats Usadin and Prudhba Gabi Amudim. No, they had set it up beforehand. They found this pathway. They view Sefer Torah Vakaruba. And therefore they read the brother Sefer Torah, and they read in it after they brought it. The Sherm Sern and Balachab quotes here, 2 points. Number one is, how could a son paskin differently than his Rebbe in the same place? Is that kosher? Is that allowed? He says, so then he quotes, he says, maybe it was only a harasha. It wasn't a minhag always. It was a harasha, and therefore it was okay. And then he quotes many achronim, the Aruch Laner, he starts off by saying, why didn't they just get a guy to carry the Sefer Torah? Wouldn't that have been better? That the guy carried the Sefer Torah? So he quotes different poskim, whether that's appropriate. And it goes all the different sources whether that is appropriate or not to have a non-Jew do that, or is it better for a Jew to do a shvus to shvus? That's the discussion here, because again, maybe you could say, the simple reading says maybe, according to some, you couldn't get a guy. Why? What is Rashi's whole point? Right? They were hiding the Torah from the Nachrim. They didn't want anybody to know about it. So that could be. There's no riot from this Gemara. But that is a discussion here in the Sha'arim Mitzuyanim Behalacha.
It doesn't seem like it was a dafka.
Right, it sounds like, well, that's the maskana, that it was, the pathway was there from beforehand. Yeah. Okay, Amar of Chis Amar Avimi. Amar of Avimi, Maksal Zarbo, Mashahu, Mater, Spesuk, Mishim, Dofen. If you have, let's think about it, you need a wall that's 10 tefachim high. So let's say you have a reed mat that you can use for your wall that is 4 and a little bit. Said the Gemara, that's enough. You could create a wall with a 4 and a little bit mat. We had discussions like this in Maseches Eruvin. Heichiyavit, so how do you do that? Taliloi be'emsa. You, right in the middle, smack in the middle of your height of 10 tefachim, you put this beged that is 4 tefachim and a little bit. You put it within 3 tefachim of the ground and within 3 tefachim of the schach, and therefore you use lavid, and it's okay. Pachat mishlosha lamata, pachat mishlosha lamala, pachat mishlosha kol lavid domi, and therefore it's not a problem. Pshita, I already know the din of lavid. What's that? It's obvious. Amat, dema chai lavid amrin, shrei lavid lo amrin, and kamashmala. No, the chiddush is they use 2 lavids here. You're using lavid below and lavid above. And that's the chiddush of the over chisam ravivi. Meisve, machzal shivo, mashu materis, besukim mishim dofen. The Bryce says you have to use one that's 7 and a little bit, not 4 and a little bit. I said, how could that be? Kitanya hid b'sukkah gedola. No, that's talking about a big sukkah. That it's you're not within 4 within 3 tefachim of the schach, so it has to be at least 7 and a little bit, because then it'll can be within 3 tefachim of the ground, and it's considered 10 tefachim high. And then, as we said, the schach could be much higher. So my kamashma and the mishashla mitzvanos milmal lamata kerabiosi. I'm sorry, I said it correctly. Rashi explains this gemara to mean that you're going from the, it's the same thing, but you're going from the schach. So you're hanging from the schach. Within 3 tefachim of the schach, you attach from the sides. Can't be hanging in midair. You attach from the sides this 7 and a little bit reed mat, and it's within three tachmon of the stocks, therefore it's 10. And what's the chiddush of this braisa? The chiddush is like Rabbi Yossi, that it could even be above three tachim of the ground. Period. You could have a wall that's four and a little bit that could be kosher for your sukkah for a wall. Now we're going horizontal, we're going the other way. We're not going making the height of the sukkah, now we're making the width of the wall of the sukkah. So how could you have a wall, a board that's four, a little bit more than four? So that's what you do. You put this board, you stand up this wall within three tvachim of your side wall. So within three tvachim is labud, and this is a little bit more than four, and your wall has to be seven tvachim long. So you got it as long as it's within three tvachim of the wall. As long as it's within three, it's like labud. And what's the chiddush? Hakamashlan shir meshach sukkah katana shiva. That has to be at least seven tvachim long. Rabbi Yosef Engel just points out, we mentioned the smallest shir of a sukkah is 7 by 7. It's not like in this Gemara that you don't go by square area. Each wall really has to be 7 by 7 tefachim. You can't have one that is has the same area with different dimensions. Because it says it has to be 7 tefachim more. Okay, we'll stop here. Got to say slichus. That was that.